So what party are the Democrats becoming? The non-white, non-Trump, liberalish Hoosits? Angry radical progressives ready to throw off the Clinton elites? Or are the Democrats the same old grumpy coalition of center-left whites, African-Americans, and Latinos that propelled Barack Obama into office twice, but without a candidate they can all agree upon in 2016? Bernie Sanders got a solid victory in Wisconsin, which at the very least will turn the New York primary into a favorite son versus favorite daughter contest. The Brooklyn-born Vermont senator facing the Illinois-born former New York senator. Barbara Lawton, former lieutenant governor of Wisconsin, joins us. Is the party of Bernie Sanders the Democrats, or is it the party of Hillary Clinton right now? Barbara, what would you say?
It's evolving, and it's very interesting. You may have heard Hillary Clinton say, kind of assert that I have been a Democrat for a long time, and I'm raising money for the Democratic Party, et cetera, et cetera. And what you see is that, yes, she feels very much like and represents the establishment Democratic Party. And Bernie is kind of bringing a whole new storm to that party. And especially when you look at that young population, the studies tell us, and the individuals will reassert it, that these millennials are not partisan by nature. So the real, the interesting question that we face is, Bernie is, I mean, spirits are rising and people are flocking to this. Will the Democratic Party be smart enough to capture that? And I think it's really important.
Can Hillary be the nominee in a convention that doesn't offend all of these Bernie Sanders neo-Democrats that you've talked about, as well as the traditional progressives who were likely to support Bernie anyway?
Of course, I think she can be. But I think that there's some work that needs to be done between now and then. When you're a candidate, you can't really allow yourself or indulge yourself in irritation like she did the other day with the Greenpeace activist and said to a journalist later, you know, I feel sorry for these young people who don't do their own research. And I thought, let's not. These young people are super savvy on research. And these kids pierce right through that. And they want to hear the truth. But they're not the only swath of the population that's interested in that. You can see it in other groups. And you can see it on the right, where there's this curious perception that Donald Trump only speaks the truth.
Well, Barbara Lawton, Hillary Clinton is someone you voted for and supported in 2008. She's your generation. This is an issue of feminism and, women taking control in politics. How could you possibly abandon that?
Because when I was Hillary Clinton's first Midwest co-chair and first statewide endorser in the Midwest, I wanted to come in early. I thought she was the most progressive candidate. And it was a rather clear choice. If Bernie Sanders, if I felt that he didn't get the issues that define my life as a woman right to his DNA, it would be different. But he does.
Are they the ticket, Sanders, Clinton?
You mean president, vice president?
There you go.
I would tell you, as a woman who served 8 years as lieutenant governor, that was my last time as best supporting actress. I don't think that's Hillary Clinton's position.
Yeah, I think you're probably right on that one. Barbara Lawton, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Barbara Lawton, former lieutenant governor of Wisconsin.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.